Good morning. The meeting is called to order. Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee James Innes.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Watzowitz. Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Mr. Perry, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of the meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. First, I'd like to recognize that Chair Wazlis just came back to the room. You do have your quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So made, Strum.
Is there a second?
Second.
We'll do Barcima. Is there any discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Now may I have a motion to amend that motion in order to approve a consent agenda as follows. Action items 8A1 through 8A5. May I have a motion?
So move, Wazowitz.
Second?
Second, Innes.
Any discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on August 28, 2025?
So made, Strum.
Is there a second? Again, is there any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. This is the Chair's comments. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC members are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Thomas Kuzinski, Jim Slagstad. Excuse me for that pronunciation. Do any of you have any comments?
No comments.
Thank you. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have we received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, you have three public comments this morning. I will start with the first speaker, Ms. Martha Villa Gomez. And just as a reminder, it's a 5-minute time limit.
Okay, timer starts now. All right, good morning, all. My name is Martha Villa Gomez. For those of you who haven't seen me the first two times I was up here speaking in front of the Board of Trustees, I am a member at large for Ask Me Local 1890. I am senior library specialist for the NIU libraries, and I am also a student doing a post-bac in nutrition sciences. So as this being the third time I've stood in front of you guys, I almost feel like, you know, we're kind of friends. I'd love to take you all out for coffee, but hopefully, if President Freeman will grant Local 1890 the pittance that we're asking for, maybe I can afford to do that. Otherwise, I feel like maybe you guys can take me out sometime. After the previous Board of Trustees open meeting, the Daily Chronicle put us on the front page, as well as a post on their Facebook page. The reaction that I received from my colleagues and faculty librarians in the library that I work with, many of who are here today, and I highly appreciate your support, love you all, I received from them were comments like, "You're amazing, I'm so impressed by your courage." I even got a fist bump from one of my favorite librarians, Nestor, who is here today. The local public, however, on Facebook responded quite differently. There were comments, and these are quotes, by the way. "Go work somewhere else then. Get a real job and quit complaining. I see someone's smartphone and nails done. They need to shut up and learn how to manage their money then." When else do we hear this kind of rhetoric in the world? when there's discourse about government assistance, online slams and in-person comments about how if you're on SNAP, you should only buy beans and rice. We are not supported by some of our fellow townspeople, and we feel just as unsupported by all of you, as this is now the heading into the third calendar season that we have been negotiating, and we still have made barely any movement. We've tried to back down and decrease our proposals by, in my opinion, monumental amounts, and the proposals we get back are 0.5 percentages. We've been doing this now since March. I really hope to not have to stand in front of you all as much as I highly appreciate the work that you do. I really don't want to have to be up here again. That kind of lies upon all of you, and mostly upon you, Dr. Freeman. I admire you as a woman. I admire you as someone who is managing an entire university, one that I attend, work at, and love. I applied for classes to be a post-bac student and was enrolled in two classes, had to withdraw because I could not afford the textbooks. They were ones that required the access codes, and I could not afford them, even though I had just gotten paid. My paycheck went to all bills and rent. I had to withdraw from the classes, and 2 days later in the mail, I got a letter offering to welcome me into the honors program for the second time in my life here at NIU. Right after I had to withdraw from classes because I couldn't afford textbooks. And that was very heartbreaking to me because I would love to be able to graduate this time with honors and do my parents proud as a first-generation student. I just want you guys all to think about that, and I know I appreciate the comments from last time that I've heard through the grapevine of, I really feel for her. I wish there was something I can do. There is something you guys can do. You're just not doing it. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Tom Capron.
Good morning. Wow. Get a real job. God. Many centuries ago, a man wrote a book, Art of War. Name was Sun Tzu. In recent centuries, this book is used and applied toward the principles are tied toward applied towards modern businesses. The Art of War explains how to raise, outfit, move, and feed an army. How to treat your soldiers. Utmost importance is discipline, but it must be you must treat the soldiers fairly. Also, you must allow your soldiers to benefit from the spoils of war so they can feed their families. They are on your side, by the way. It also explains how to explains battle strategy and how to subdue your enemy. Through this current negotiation process for a contract for Local 1890, I've come to the conclusion I am tired of being treated like the enemy.
Last public comment, Ms. Rave Meyer.
Good morning, again, everyone. Chair Gales, trustees, president, and members of the board. The last time I spoke here, a member of Local 1890 shared that she cannot afford her medication. After we left the room, a trustee responded, I feel for that woman, but we have to make the hard decisions here. That sentence has stayed with me because it highlights the reality of this university's choices. The hard decisions made in this room always seem to fall on those who can least afford it. Meanwhile, those at the top collaborate to expand their titles, protect their salaries. Those at the bottom are told to compete with one another for the scraps. The chance at an award of up to $1,000, which, by the way, equals 51 cents an hour for a year. Recognition of a lucky few when what we need is fair wages for all. This is not about scarcity, it's about values. Your own pay factors compensation analysis lays it bare. More than 70% of staff classifications are paid below NIU's own targets. Over 80% of classifications fall below the regional labor market, with employees earning nearly 20% less than peers elsewhere. In some jobs, that gap is nearly as high as 36%. At the same time, NIU has added layer upon layer of administrative positions. Since 2017, the number of vice president titles has climbed from under 20 to over 30, with combined salaries approaching $7 million. So when our members hear the university cannot afford equity for staff, it rings hollow. The resources exist. They simply have been directed upward, not outward. Our proposals are measured and reasonable. A $3,500 base wage adjustment, a $17 an hour minimum, a modest annual increase that keeps pace with the cost of living. These are not luxuries, they're the foundation for stability and dignity. The true hard decision is not whether NIU can pay these wages, it is whether the board will continue to place the burden of sacrifice on those who earn the least, or whether you will finally act to lift them closer to fairness. Every day, our members make NIU's classrooms, labs, and offices function. Without them, there is no university. Their value must be reflected not just in words, but in paychecks. We urge you, choose fairness, choose equity, choose to invest in the people who make this institution run. We are the numbers. Thank you.
That's the last public comment this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank all the speakers who at least had an opportunity to address us today. I know the university does care very much for its employees. The board supports the university's efforts and labor relations team in working to develop the next contract. President Freeman, I'd like to ask you and invite you and your staff to speak on this.
Thank you, Chair Gales. The university does care for its employees. We respect the collective bargaining process, and we acknowledge that contract negotiations can be frustrating and stressful for all parties, especially, particularly, when every party may not have every want or desire met. To provide additional perspective, I'd like to have NIU's Chief HR Officer, John Accardo, confirm the university's commitment and address more directly what he and fellow members of the NIU labor negotiations team are working through. John.
Good morning, colleagues. Thank you, President Freeman. Our team respects the collective bargaining process and understands the union's desire to publicly demonstrate its engagement with the university, both to its members and to our broader community. We recognize that unions may use media and public comment at open meetings as a strategy to advocate for their members and reinforce their value in pursuit of their shared goals. At NIU, we believe that collective bargaining is most effective when conducted at the table through open, respectful dialogue and data-informed proposals. Since negotiations began in March 2025, the university has presented multiple proposals to AFSCME Local 1890, aimed at increasing the base pay of our lowest paid employees to bring them to market, while also offering all members a yearly increment aligned with market benchmarks, available university resources, and NIU's compensation philosophy, which can be viewed online. To date, each of those proposals have been rejected by the union. Since July, the university has requested to meet more frequently and for greater lengths of time to help expedite progress because we do respect and care deeply about the membership and want to achieve a new contract for them as soon as possible. The union declined, instead opting to maintain a three-week cadence. This has since changed from last week following a union-led media event, which prompted inquiries about the delay in reaching a contract. We are encouraged by the immediate response and appreciate that the union met with us yesterday. In addition to meeting more frequently, the university has formally proposed bringing in a neutral mediator on at least three occasions to help facilitate a resolution, and that offer still remains on the table. NIU has consistently invested in member pay year over year since FY21. We remain committed to continuing that investment while also balancing the needs of all employees, union and non-union alike, and stewarding the university's broader financial responsibilities. This includes navigating current and potential federal level impacts to operations that affect all institutions of higher education. On behalf of the university, I want to reaffirm that each member of the NIU bargaining team is fully committed to negotiating in good faith toward a multi-year agreement that is fiscally reasonable, responsible, and equitable. We are prepared to meet multiple times per week, engage in a lock-in session until a resolution is reached, or bring in a mediator to facilitate progress. We care deeply about our employees and will continue to act as responsible stewards and respectful colleagues throughout this process. Thank you, President Freeman.
All right, thank you very much. You know, what I'd like to say too is before I move forward with this, and this is, I have an opportunity each one of these meetings to give my own comments, and I bypass something that I need to do in order to make sure I can go home tonight. And September 30th, some 30 years ago, I married a wonderful woman by the name of Kelly Rhodes Gales. And we're going to be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary. So I know you're worried about a contract, but I'm worried about a marriage. So I want to make sure that I get it out there that I thank her for those 30 years. That said, we're going to move on now to agenda item number 7, reports of the board committees and board liaisons. The reports of the board committees and board liaisons can be found under agenda item number 7. Do any of the trustees have questions or comments regarding the written reports, items 7A through 7G? Hearing none, we're going to move on to agenda item number 8, the president's report number 190.
Thank you, Chair Gales. The following items have been moved to consent agenda. Agenda item 8A1, ballgame participation expenses. Agenda item 8A2, bulk purchasing with Dell Technologies. Agenda item 8A3, Cisco multi-year enterprise maintenance contract. Agenda item 8A4, renewal of Adobe licensing contract. Agenda item 8A5, digital storefront printing and direct mail services.
May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items as read by President Freeman?
So move, Wozowicz.
Second, Strom.
Any discussion?
I think we already talked about this already, so we don't really.
That is true. Hearing no discussion, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries.
Information items 8B1 through 8B11 were discussed at the August 28th, 2025 committee meetings. Is there interest from our board members in revisiting any of these forwarded information items?
Again, these were all previously discussed items. Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, I just want to reflect that Trustee Herrero and Trustee Athus are in the room.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wozowicz.
Can I get a second?
A second, Barsema.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? The motion carries.
Agenda items 8C1 through 8C2 are being presented to the board directly from the president. Members of the university leadership team look forward to answering any questions and addressing any concerns regarding these items. Agenda item 8C1, collective bargaining agreement for the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 150. Northern Illinois University negotiates with 14 groups of employees that are represented by a labor union. Salary increases and other terms and conditions of employment for bargaining unit members are subject to negotiation, and final agreements are submitted for approval to the Board of Trustees. The following collective bargaining agreement has been tentatively approved, ratified by the bargaining unit, and is submitted to the board for approval. The bargaining unit is the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 150, representing approximately 17 employees in the grounds department. The collective bargaining agreement represents the following civil service classifications: assistant grounds gardener, athletic turf specialist, grounds equipment mechanic, grounds worker, maintenance equipment operator. This is a full agreement, a one-year successor agreement, effective July 1, 2025 through June 30th, 2026. The terms of the agreement appear in the board book, and the terms and conditions are consistent with university policies and guidelines. The university recommends approval of this collective bargaining agreement.
May I get a motion to approve?
So moved, Dennis.
Second, Wazowitz.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. We're in agenda item number 9.
Okay, moving ahead, agenda item 8C2 is an information item. It is a faculty presentation. Iman Salahinya, Associate Professor, Department of Mechanical Engineering in the College of Engineering and Engineering Technology, is going to give us a verbal presentation on his use of videos to support learning in engineering courses. Dr. Iman, as the campus affectionately calls him, will you please move to the microphone for the presentation?
Is it possible for me to see it? To see this?
Are you
can
that
you see
guy?
It on the back?
Oh, I can see that. Yes. No, it's okay. I can see that one. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot for inviting me to the Board of Trustees. This is actually my first time coming to one of your meetings. Thank you.
The ear's a little thin up.
Yeah, it started a little bit, these people are also my colleagues, actually one of them is sitting there. I feel for them as well. I hope everyone here can actually help each other. We actually have a better situation for our staff, for our faculty, and also for our students. So here I want to talk about, the new initiative I have started almost a year ago. Actually, I'm actually going into the first year anniversary of this initiative. It's called Macademy. My main goal here for Macademy is to advance a student success. So I want to actually give a students more supporting material for their courses. And also, this actually has been one of my dreams. And now it has come true. Mm-hmm. So please go to the next slide. Thank you. So a little bit of information about me. I'm an associate professor of mechanical engineering. Here you can see actually a picture of my family. I have two sons, and 5 and 8 year old. And my wife, Sahar, is also associate professor of mechanical engineering here at NIU. We are actually colleagues. And I came here 2008 from Iran. I'm originally from Iran. I got my PhD from Washington State University in 2013. I worked over there, and then I joined NIU in 2015. So actually, this year is my 10th year, actually anniversary time at NIU. So I came here. I found my department extremely supportive. And one thing that I really loved about my college and in general about the NIU is how they care about undergraduate actually as students as well. So it's actually a really good balance between research and teaching and support for undergraduate students. I found it really, really well. So the research I do is in materials and mechanical design. So I use actually a different computational method to go into the materials and mechanical design. I teach both undergraduate and graduate courses, again, in the same, almost same area. So I'm happy to actually let you know that I received the Outstanding Teaching Award in College of Engineering and Engineering Technology in 2025. So I'm very passionate about what I do, and that's one of the reasons I started this this channel. Okay, please go to next slide. So September 2024, I started this channel, Macademy. It's actually Mechanical Academy. And CAD is capital because it stands for computer-aided design. So I try to just put so much information in just one name, but I think it's good. So just recently I made the logo for the channel. So I actually created, started with areas like more technical areas in mechanical design. You can actually see one example, a snippet of one of the videos I made for the technical. Could you please?
Hi, I'm Dr. Iman. Welcome to the Academy. Today I want to talk about design tables, configurations, and linear property. Imagine a case that you have a part with different versions. For example, this one. For this part, you have different versions, and these versions are the same in outer dimensions, but the thing that is changing from one version to another version is the size of this opening at the center. How can we make all these versions for this part?
So, yeah, the whole video is about 15 minutes, but the nice thing about this video is that I can actually go through and also in depth in many topics that I might not actually have time in my classroom. And then the students can actually watch them because these videos are on demand. They are actually available to the public, right? So they can actually watch it. When I get to that topic for the course, I actually refer students to those so that they can actually use as supporting materials. So far, a student's feedback has been all amazing. So I actually, the nice thing about YouTube is that I can actually see all the comments. Some of them I know coming from NIU students because like one of them, like the second one, you can see that they actually mentioned that they want to actually use the video for their final exam. So it's actually very useful. Please go to the next one. So one of my dreams when I actually joined academia was to actually create something that can be used for all students in academia. And I started this channel, and then that gave me a good platform to create a playlist about college success. So in spring 2024 and fall 2024, I gave my senior students a survey. And that was actually the main question: what advice would you give to students just starting their major? So a lot of students actually responded, and then I got a lot of data. I use AI to analyze them. And I narrowed them to some focused 9 topics. And then after that, I researched a lot of actually journal publications on learning strategies, online courses, and also videos. And finally, I could actually make a playlist of 9 topics. And now I want to actually show you what are those 9 topics. Please go to the next one. Yes, these are the 9 topics. In these 9 topics, I cover a lot of important topics that are extremely useful for students in academia. So it can be actually applied to many majors, but some of them are more towards actually students in engineering majors, like actually how fundamental concepts are important for your success, how you can actually use time management skills to actually do a better job in your assignment, right? Why it's important to go to classes, communicate with professors, right? How important is the study group, right? How it can actually help you doing much better in university as a support group. So, and also, I went actually into more professional areas, like how to actually develop your professional skills. One of them, like, is that I actually mentioned in the video, is to create your LinkedIn account. In fact, one of the things that I always ask my students is that please, please create your LinkedIn account and connect with me. So when I started this channel, I had like 500 connections in my LinkedIn, and now I have around 5,000. So I'm trying to actually bring more students, more professionals as well, because their views are also important to me, because I can actually take those views with me to the class for the students. So I also talked about industry experience and saying mentally resilient in university. So finally, I actually ends it with exam essentials. So what are actually the skills that you need to actually take exams? If you go to the next one, I want to show you actually two snippets actually of the videos. The first one that you want to watch is about how I start this series. This is the introduction. So could you please play?
Wondering how to excel in your academic major and navigate college with confidence. Whether you're already on the path or just considering it, navigating college can feel challenging. To help you in this journey, in this video series, I'm sharing insider tips and heartfelt advice from my perspective as a professor with over 10 years of experience, from students who walk this journey, and from researchers who have investigated best learning and study methods. Hi, I'm Dr. Iman. Welcome to Academy.
Okay. So you can see actually that I actually use Adobe product here. So this has been made by Adobe Express. I use Adobe Express and Adobe Stock a lot. And the next video is actually the end, a snippet of the end, one of the final video in the series where I conclude actually my this playlist. Please play.
Your academic journey is a blank canvas, and you are the artist who will fill it. Every choice, every experience adds another stroke of color. So paint boldly with passion and purpose, creating a masterpiece that is uniquely yours.
Okay, thank you. Go to the next one. Okay, so I'm happy to actually also let you know that when I was making the videos, I contacted Dr. Norton Fortenberry, the executive director of American Education Society. He actually responded to me very nicely, and he told me that sure, he was actually interested to watch the videos. When I uploaded the video, I actually sent him a message. He had one comment about one of the videos, and I actually changed the video because of that comment. And then I uploaded the entire playlist again, and he shared it with his contacts actually in LinkedIn. And he has some nice statement to say about the playlist. Yeah, just go to the next one. One thing I want to actually mention is that what are the strategic values that this channel, and also now I want to call it a platform. It started as a channel, but now I'm actually using this to share more different ways or different ways actually to share information about different topics. For example, I have recently created Macademy Notes, Macademy Insights, that I actually go into the details of some of the topics. And I want to actually call it a more platform. So I want students to actually help students get ready for university life. Because I publish my course materials through Macademy Notes and also Macademy Insights on LinkedIn, I actually get feedback from industry professionals. And when I get feedback from those, I can actually bring those into my classroom. So that's actually really, really helpful. The other thing is that because now I have like 5,000 people in my account, when students get connected to my LinkedIn, they actually are indirectly connected to those industry professionals. So it can be actually really, really helpful. So the other thing is that I want to reinforce class by on-demand videos and notes. The other thing is that if these courses actually help the students, hopefully it will actually improve their retention in challenging courses. The other thing is that when I actually teach in a small classroom with like 40 to 80 students, the quality of my teaching might be different from the when I teach for the entire planet, right? When the public, when the audience is actually the entire planet. So you put more energy, more effort, and you create a better teaching course material. So, and that can actually affect the way that we treat our students at NIU as well. So finally, I want to actually build alumni connections. So through this channel, I want to actually get connected more to our alumni. Sometimes they just graduate and then they stop communicating with us. So this channel can actually help to, you know, stay connected with our alumni. Please go to the next one. So finally, I wanted to talk about current and future plans. Currently, I'm actually working on different videos, not right now. I actually have a proposal deadline next Tuesday. So when I'm done with that, again, I'm gonna actually go back to making more videos. But the videos are gonna be all about student success, critical thinking. Critical thinking is one of the things that I wanna actually make videos about. The other thing is that I wanna actually make a website for Macademy so that I can actually share the notes, the insights with the public and with the students at NIU. And one of the reason I started this is that I wanted to show what we can do at NIU, and then hopefully soon I can start some online workshops on the topics, the technical topics that I'm actually covering in these videos. So hopefully we can actually help industries or student communities actually. And finally, I want to actually interview alumni, successful students, and also our faculty. Sometimes the faculty do a lot of stuff, but the students don't know what they do. So again, I want to use this platform to actually share that with all students. Okay, the next one. So thank you so much for your time. So that was my talk. I hope you enjoyed it. So one thing, I'm a YouTuber now, right? So if you can keep that, I wanted to actually. So I had a QR code so that you could actually scan and subscribe to the channel, like the videos, and also watch the videos. So that's it. So please let me know if you have any questions or comments. Thanks for your time.
Let me share this before we open up the floor for the other trustees. You're a great example of what I hear the word student-centered, student-centric. You are, I can see how you connect with students.
Thank you.
And hopefully, you're an example of your other colleagues and some of the things that they're looking into in order to make that connection as well. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
I think it's just based on the few minutes that we've had an opportunity to be with you, I can see how you got it.
Yeah, thank All you. Right. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to open this up for others to say comments or questions. Yes, Trustee Wozowicz.
So thanks for the presentation. It was great stuff. I was curious, you made a point in here about study groups being a best practice. So are those self-selected or are those things that you put together or how does that work?
So if I can actually help them, I definitely do, but it starts from them. So in many cases, they actually find each other in classroom. So when they like sit next to each other, some of them are coming actually from high school together, from community college together. They actually start with the smaller groups and then they, you know, help each other to add more people. If I do that, it might not be as effective. Okay. So, but I always encourage them that if you are not in a study group, try to actually join one. Try to go to when you're done with your classes, just stay in class, try to talk to other people. Don't just sit alone on your chair, right? Go talk to other people. In classroom, I also encourage them, okay, that student I see actually like sitting alone by herself or himself. I asked them, I actually forced them to actually stand up and go sit next to others.
Good.
Okay, yeah. So that's actually what I do, but I cannot force them to actually join that study group, right? So it's not working that way. But the other thing is that in the video, when I say a study group, I also say that research has shown that if you cannot be a part of a study group, to actually make it easier for you, for like when I talk about mental resilience in university, exercise can also be very helpful. So there is actually a science about it, which is actually called neurogenesis, right? In the neurogenesis, social life and exercise both can actually have a great effect. So if for some reason it's hard to go into a study group, do more exercise. That can be also very helpful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, Trustee Barsamo.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just noticed that most of them are between 5 and 15 minutes long.
Yes.
Did you do some research into attention span,
yeah,
you know, for students for this sort of thing? And that's...
Yes. Yeah, I had that in mind when I made the videos. But, you know, there are a lot of research on this. It is not just about the attention span. That's important. But that was actually a choice. So these days, there is another thing. Now I'm a YouTuber, okay? I'm a content creator. So I need to create the content in a way that more students also see it.
Right.
I need to keep that in mind as well. And I need to actually get familiar with the algorithm of YouTube. So how YouTube actually give chance to more people to actually watch it. And one of the things that I have learned about YouTube is that it will suggest the longer videos more to the audience. That's actually a challenge for me. So I need to balance that with the attention span. Right? So, but yes, so I'm trying to find a balance between those two. Yeah.
I like the fact that you, one of your dialogues is about working with your professors.
Yes.
I always tell students, get to know your professors,
yeah,
work with your professors, you know, because
yes,
you'll just get that much more out of the classroom experience.
Definitely, definitely. So, yes.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love your subjects.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So yes, congratulations as well from me on your award. It clearly is very, very well deserved. Very well deserved.
I appreciate it.
I'm really curious to know, do you notice, well, one, with your videos, are they included, do you incorporate it into your syllabus? So where it becomes like required viewing? And then the next question is, do you see a change in how your students are not just engaging with each other in the working groups and all that, in the study groups, but with you in class, in the classroom? And then last question is, do you see other faculty members, you're inspiring other faculty members to either use your videos or to start their own?
Yeah.
Here at NIU.
Sure. You're actually asking three questions. My attention span is also not very long, so I need to remember all of those.
Mine isn't either. I don't know why I just did that to you.
Question number 17.
I started from the syllabus. I think that was the first question.
That was the first question.
So in the syllabus, I haven't yet included that in the syllabus, but for the first time this semester, for my 270 class, is actually Introduction to Engineering Graphic, is a sophomore class. And many students in my class are actually coming directly from high school. This is their first semester here. And I asked them, what? It's a freshman class. So, and I asked them to actually watch the videos. I asked them, I watched the playlist, like this College Success, and then I took a quiz on that. I actually didn't collect the quiz, but they didn't know that I'm not gonna collect the quiz. So I asked them to watch, and they told me that they actually learned a lot after just watching the videos. So yes, I asked them to do that again, but I cannot somehow I forced them for this one. But in many cases, it's more kind of like encouraging, you know, message that I have for them. So use these resources to actually help you with your academic journey. So that's one way that I do it. Now, because I started like this channel a year ago, I still don't have much data to actually tell you that yes, in it has helped a student in this path, right, a lot, right, and this is my data. I've seen the comments from students, right, in YouTube and also in my teaching evaluation. They talk about the channel and how it can actually, because those videos are on demand. They can just watch anytime they want. They can refer to it, right? So it is helpful, but they don't have much data to actually support it at this moment, okay? And finally, you asked about if I actually ask my colleagues, right?
Or have you inspired?
Yes, definitely. When I started the channel, I actually sent a mass email to my college, to my department, to my college. And also I actually contacted the university, like, and that's actually how it started, I believe. So they, I tried, you know, different actual division, including CYTO. I actually gave presentation for them so that they know what I'm doing, so that actually hopefully from this, more students actually can see it, yeah. Right? That's my main purpose, so that more students can actually see these videos. Some of them might think that, yeah, these are all things I already know, but I want to assure them that no, there are things that you don't know, and hopefully these can actually help you.
Right.
And one by one, I also, like, just recently this semester, I found out that one of my colleagues actually has a total of like 200 students in his classes. I personally sent an email, a personal email to him, asking that please share with your students. He here's also a quiz that I made. If you want to actually also give the quiz to the class, I just want more students to watch it. That's actually my main purpose.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, part of it is the content that they're hearing and listening and learning from. But I think the other part of it is you as a faculty member sharing these messages and showing that you care about their success.
Yeah.
And it makes you that much more approachable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I was asking if you're seeing anything change in your classroom with how students engage with you,
right,
or how they may approach you at office hours and whatnot, you know, which makes just NIU overall just a much more supportive, creates a more supportive culture,
okay,
right, and caring culture,
I
which
agree.
Is wonderful. Well, I hope you know, this is contagious.
Yeah, I hope
and,
so.
and students and faculty alike are inspired,
sure.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Any other comments? Well, let me share this, and I want to thank President Freeman and the staff too, because you always come up with great presentations for us to see when we're here on this very short time period, you know, and it allows us to see that what the touch points are to our student population, and to be frank with you, they're the most important element that we have on this campus, these students. So if the other your colleagues or anything like you, and trust me, we've seen a number of presentations and you all share one common element. It's the passion for students.
That's
so
amazing.
I thank you for your presentation.
Thank you so much.
All
thanks.
Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
So we're going to move on to agenda item number 9, chair's report number 114. Let's see, item number 9A is the Board of Trustees meeting dates and approval. These dates are in your packet. Hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to look at that, and I need a motion to approve.
So made, Strum.
Is there a second?
Second, Herrero.
Any discussion on the dates? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have a scheduled dates. All right, agenda item number 10, other matters. Are there any other matters requiring attention of the board today? Hearing none, The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is December 11, 2025 at 9 a.m. We're going to be moving under agenda item number 12 to closed session. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11, 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters is generally described under Sections 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters is generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Can I get a motion?
So move, Wozniewicz.
Second, Anthus.
Ms. Stoll, will you please take the roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee James Innes?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watzowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. Meeting is now closed.